I hope you are enjoying this reading of the Denari novel, The Dead Letter. Please tell a family member or friend about the presentation of this audiobook. For those of you just joining us, if you wish to catch up, simply go back to episode Extra 2.0 and start from the beginning. You'll be caught up in no time. Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 35. The couple were still alone in the church. Wade whispered low towards Julia, asking her to find a bench or chair to help him reach up. In all haste, she combed the sanctuary for something, anything, to help elevate Wade closer to the monument. She was thankful that her sensible, soft-soled loafers did not make noise on the stone floor. Her search led her all the way back, across the nave, to the entrance of the building, where one of the heavy double doors was ajar. She peeked through the modest opening and saw an elderly woman sweeping the confetti and rice from the front steps. She guessed the sweeper was most likely today's church attendant. Julia turned her attention back towards the rear of the sanctuary and located a plain side door. When opened, she found it to be a closet with brooms, mops, tools, and an old beat-up wooden stepladder. She grabbed the folding ladder and rushed back to Wade, who, in exchange for the ladder, transferred all the items on his person to her, except for the phone in his back pocket. He placed the wooden stairs directly in front of the monument and climbed the steps until he faced the demi-figure at its center. Julia secured and steadied the weathered stepladder, using her hands on each side for stability and applying her body weight via her right foot on the lowest rung. Sensing his climbing apparatus to be balanced and secure, Wade let go of the ladder, extended his arms, and ran the fingers of both hands along the back seams of the figure. Detecting a small gap on both sides where the back of the figure met the rear of the alcove, which housed the image of the bard, he inserted four fingers of each hand and applied pressure on the digits, trying to dislodge the effigy. The right side did not budge, but the left side slid forward towards him. The scratching sound of stone against stone bugled the success of his efforts. He cocked his head to one side and peered into the opening created by the dislocated figure. He reached for his phone inside his pocket and used its lamp function for illumination. The brilliant spread of light was effective. Julia maintained her anchoring position at the base of the ladder as she watched Wade extract a large wooden box from behind the funerary monument's representation of her literary hero. A russet 2-foot square container was handed down to Julia. Wade pushed the figure back in place and carefully descended the undulated steps of the rickety ladder. Together, they gazed upon the box. Julia's smile and Wade's eyes were as wide as their skin permitted. Staring back at them, imprinted on the box's cover, was a gold-leafed engraving of a royal emblem, the official markings of Queen Elizabeth I of England. Many followers of this series have asked me to identify the History of North America Extra opening and closing theme music to each episode. As a younger man, I was a professional musician who co-founded a rock group called Looking for Mark. We won an American Idol-type competition in Canada and signed a major record contract with Capital EMI. One of the tracks on our debut album was the song I wrote and performed called I'm All Right. The orchestral prelude to the song has become the opening and closing theme music to the extra episodes. I'm glad that many of you appreciate and enjoy a small piece of my musical past. To listen to the full song and gain exclusive access to bonus episodes, ad-free content, and extra materials, join our growing community on patreon.com/markvinette. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.